Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In this country, Tom on Twitter says, I went to the Game of Thrones pop-up bar last night, therefore I am.
Winning off the field.
Thank you, Goose. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank
Have you been
much.
To the Game of Thrones pop-up
bar? I haven't. The lines apparently are impossible to navigate, and like weeknights are really, really hard.
Your boy went to the movie theater last night, saw Dunkirk, got through a movie without eating popcorn or drinking any soda, and still enjoyed the film. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
What do you got, Danny?
I've got my dilemma here. I need a ruling on this, okay? So, I have a Ford Fusion from Ted Britt Ford. Everybody knows that. No problem, right? Got it. Good. There was a bit of a difficulty dealing with the D.C. government. I know that's a Wichita State shocker. The long and short, I didn't expect this. I had no idea this was coming. I received a check in the mail for some sort of credit because my car is super high mileage. And I guess there was a debate over whether or not it's high mileage enough. But when you add in the electricity that I use to power my commute every day, I get, you know, 70-some miles to the gallon, probably more than that. In fact, I've never filled up my car. I've had it for more than a month and a half at this stage. I got it May 30th, and it's now what, July 21st? I've put in half a tank of gas when I went to your parents' house. That's how much gas I've gotten the entire time I've owned the car. I received a credit in the mail.
Wow.
For over $800. Is that too much? But the fact that it was so completely unexpected.
Wait, and what was the credit for? Just for not using gas?
Yeah, it's like, bro, this is a super high
like
mileage
a government car. Sanctioned thank you?
Yeah, like, thanks for doing this. You get $800.
Wow. Whose idea is that?
I have no idea. I don't know. But I didn't know it was coming. I had no idea.
Winning
no idea.
On the field.
Is it on or off?
That's
winning on the field.
Yeah, I agree. That's on the field because it's too much money.
Too much money?
How about I got a surprise check in the mail, therefore I am.
What
That's
do you think?
Winning off
what do you
winning
think?
Off the field.
There you go. Okay.
But the amount of money, I mean, it's on the field.
Too much, yeah.
Let's mow through some of these calls who want to talk O.J. Simpson. Let's get to James and Dumfries. What's up, James?
What's up, boys? Happy Friday to you.
Thanks.
Quick, I got a comment on O.J. and then a quick question for you guys on football in general. O.J., it's cult. It's cult. It's pop culture right now. Anything O.J. is following, it has a generational follow now. So 20 years ago, people can remember where they were. O.J. has traveled through the years in terms of just all of the documentaries that have come up. So anytime television can sensationalize it, it's going to be on. And really quickly before I hang up, are you guys playing any fantasy or hearing from guys that saying they're not going to play or watch football based on Cap's kind of blacklisting? Just wanted to get your thoughts on that too.
I doubt it. Thanks for the call. I haven't heard that. I don't go around asking people about it either, but
sure.
Maybe there are a few people that aren't going to like football as much. I don't know.
I will say I've seen a handful of Facebook posts about how out people are on the NFL because Colin Kaepernick's not, you know, doesn't have a job. I will say we'll see what your Facebook posts say come October, November, et cetera, if they have something to do with football or not.
Yeah. The biggest reason Kaepernick doesn't have a job is that he's not that good of a quarterback. By the way, Robert Griffin doesn't have a job right now. He had an amazing year a couple of years ago, just like Colin Kaepernick did. Mm-hmm. He never knelt during the anthem. He stood during the anthem with his hand on his chest. There's a lot of guys that don't have jobs that play quarterback who have good seasons under their belt.
Middle class of quarterbacking is dying. We know that.
Let's go to Billy in La Plata. Hey, Billy.
Hey, guys. First off, I'd like to comment that I think O.J. Simpson's a terrible person, and, you know, he deserves everything he's gotten and probably more so. But I wanted to comment on what Danny was talking about earlier about the original murder trial verdict. I believe it was 94, 95 when that verdict came through.
October 95.
Yeah, I think I was a sophomore in high school, and we didn't leave class to go and watch the verdict, but the teacher actually rolled in a TV for us to watch it. And I don't hear a lot of folks talk about that, people who were in school at that time or experienced that. I guess a lot of folks did, but
yeah, I'm getting a lot of tweets saying that, Billy, and that's staggering to me.
So I remember it was around 12:45 or 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The verdict was read at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And I think that was what everybody did. Now, again, I can't believe that in retrospect. It doesn't seem to have the educational value as, say, I don't know, being in a normal class. But I just knew that that consumed everybody at all times. That was the standard thing that people did. Now, maybe not go to the theater, but that everybody was watching it or glued to the television.
I remember it being in the late afternoon. You sure it was in the morning?
Yes.
I remember 100%. It being like
10 o'clock Pacific
drive.
Time, so 1 o'clock for us. But again, you were such a little kid that your school day was probably shorter than mine as a high school student.
Yeah, maybe
you were
I was home from school or like half day or
yeah,
something.
You were in like second grade.
Because I remember exactly where I was sitting and what was – like people were at my mom did daycare, like picking up their kids, sitting around watching it. And I still remember – one of the moms going, oh, my stars. Right when they said that he was not guilty. Let's go to Michael in D.C. Hey, Michael.
Michael.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
What's up, man?
So I just wanted to comment on the money thing. I was reading an article on Time Magazine last night. Just him getting out without picking up any deals, he's going to be making about $25,000 a month in pension from the NFL. And from, like, the Screen Actors Guild. And so I just think it's crazy to think that he's probably going to pick up $1 million, you know, reality show gig or some kind of deal. I just think that's nuts for somebody, you know, of his character.
It's completely nuts.
Well, it is nuts, but it is going to happen. And if it doesn't happen, it's going to be because he decides he wants to stay out of the limelight. But if you don't think that he's going to get an offer from a network to do something, you're not paying attention to the way this country operates.
But he
right
wants
now.
That lifestyle. He wants that golfing in Florida yeah. all the time with his buddies lifestyle.
Let's go to Dan in D.C. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. You also got to remember, he has a $30 million judgment still hanging over. So his monies are going to be attached as soon as they come on in.
What do you mean?
The California civil trial.
Where he was found liable.
Right, so meaning the money he makes, he's going to have to pay.
Yes, exactly right.
Well, that's fine. I frankly, I don't care if he goes to nice steak dinners or he pays off what he has to pay off. All I'm saying is the fact that he'll be making millions of dollars, not because he did anything correctly, but for being a famous criminal, is annoying to me. I don't know how everyone can't feel that way. I don't know how anyone can say it's a good thing that O.J. Simpson's going to get a great opportunity now.
So I don't know what the legal wranglings are. I wish I did. I was trying to research this to figure out if that's true, because a couple of people tweeted me that. Every dollar he makes has to go to the Goldman family. I know that his NFL pension was untouched, meaning they wanted to take that money that came to him every month, and they weren't allowed to get it. I know that he's had back taxes that he's owed in past. So I don't know if any new income has to go to the Goldmans forever. Until he passes on. I don't know what the rules are.
It makes a couple of us. But here's what I do know. I could not look at anything online yesterday, walk into any room in this building, go into any store with a TV screen or any bar where that was not on. Everywhere I went from when we got out of here yesterday at 2 o'clock to yeah. the end of the day when I got home at about 7 running errands, that was on and people were talking about it.
I mean, you get the difference for me, right? Like, if you show me a documentary, I'll watch it.
Yeah, versus, I'm the same way.
Versus, like, the attention now. I don't get the now attention.
I agree with you.
That's what I don't
yeah,
quite understand.
Yeah, we're in the exact same boat. But you and I and very few people are sitting with us on that little ship.
Yep, people are riveted.
There's
people
a Titanic-sized ship where everyone just wants to watch yesterday's proceedings.
What are we, 30? How many years later? 22 years later?
22.
That's, we are 22 years. And people are as wrapped now as maybe they were...
Well,
then.
What about just, why are we allowed to watch that yesterday?
Yeah. The whole thing
why is
wrong.
That okay for me to just sit there and watch this guy plead for the rest of his life? I don't understand why that was acceptable or why that's public or needs to be public. I get that TV ratings are coming out of it. This is not the NFL where there's contracts and people right. are paying each other. Why are we watching that? I didn't get that. Ryan Madsen of the Nats bullpen added this week in a trade at 1:30 on Grant and Danny. Your Beltway Blitz is next.
Ted Britt time, people. You know me. I'm Danny. I drive my second Ford from Ted Britt Ford. I got the Ford Fusion parked downstairs right now. I'm at day 6 without having hit anybody. Hey, right? That's good. Here's what else is good. The deal you get from Ted Britt Ford. July 4th savings all month long at Ted Britt Ford. They're going to give you 120% Kelley Blue Book value for your trade-in. Plus, how about $1,000 trade assistance? Yes. Take advantage of 0% financing for 72 months on the Explorer, the Escape, the Mustang, and the Fusion, just like mine. And again, plus that $1,000 trade assistance. You can drive off in a new 2017 Ford F-150. You buy one, 0% APR for 60 months. You lease one, $249 a month for 36 months. Here's the theme. Get all these different things together that I just listed to you, right? Some of those things are probably appealing. There's plenty more deals just like that at Ted Bird Ford. They do great deals. They will give you great value for your trade-in, get you a great car at a great price, and they will take care of you for life. Not a gimmick. It's something that they really and truly do. They're the best. I love them. Please go see them. And when you do, do me this one personal favor. Just tell them Danny sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.